This is the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly, host of the national PBS show Family Travel with Colleen Kelly, and you're listening to Travel Planners Radio Show.
Just a quick update, as we had talked with Dr. Jim Heinrichs, the infectious disease doctor, in our last segment. After we got done with the segment, we asked him how long he thinks this situation will exist as it is now, and he said probably about 30 days. So that's encouraging news.
That is, and I like what our guest did. She went to Lapland.
That's right. Do they have coronavirus in Lapland, Terry Marshall?
Well, hello. I don't think they have the virus up in the Lapland yet. At least
good.
I have not heard of any cases. So, yeah, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
They also don't have pollution, so that's nice, too.
Well, we were talking with Terry as we were waiting to come on, and you live in the New York area, Terry Marshall Holder, our guest. And she said that the subway was rather vacant almost. Our Sue's son took their, they're on the East Coast or were, and took their exchange students, the Rotary exchange students who are from Argentina and Germany, back to the airport at JFK. He sent us a picture, Terry, that showed the departure lanes, the drive-up departure area of JFK. There were two cars in front of them.
And that's different.
Cars.
That's just unimaginable, isn't it?
It
really is.
Yeah. So really how was your trip to Lapland? Let's get down to business here on something other than coronavirus number 19 or
something
whatever.
Something fun and positive, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about time.
Yeah. Well, I had a wonderful time. I've been over there four times now. Once in the summer, three in the winter, and I'm hooked, obviously. But it's just this beautiful little part of the world. It's north of the Arctic region, and it's been home to the indigenous Sami reindeer herders for 10,000 years or more. And they still have the reindeer farms, and they herd their reindeer back and forth between Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And for this, this is specifically the Swedish Lapland that I was in. Just a great place to go check off all those winter bucket list items. You know,
yeah, we were in Norway and had dinner with a group of the Samis. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a marvelous experience.
So that sounds
fascinating,
like
culture, isn't it?
It is.
It really is. That sounds like you had a great trip there, too. Well, what kind of activities in the wintertime did you get to do?
Well, I typically center my stay around a family guest house. It's called the Lapland Guest House. And Johan, who is the proprietor, arranges all of the activities for us. So it's things like ice fishing and snowmobiling through the boreal forest and across the frozen rivers, and there's dog sledding, and we actually visit a reindeer farm and feed the reindeer. And then he also has an interesting, fun thing where he has an icy, snowy track, and you can drive quad, like ATV cars on which is really fun. And then there's also cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. So and of course, a sauna, because, you know, you have to have a sauna.
Oh, yeah. I will say this. If you're going dog sledding, you do not want to be the person sitting in the front of the dog sled.
In the front? What happened to you?
Well, the dogs get excited, you know. And if you've got the full face shield helmet on, it's not so bad. But even if all they do is just fart, it's bad enough. But I'm just saying, you know, try to get in the back of the sled, and I'm going to drop it right there, okay?
Okay, I got you. Well, this is actually an interesting company that we do the dog sledding with. It's called Husky Companiet. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. But it's small. She has about 50 dogs. And Brigitte, who is the owner, rescued these dogs from a former business owner who decided he was retiring and he was just going to put the dogs down, and she was not having it. So she rescued the dogs and started her own company. And it's really great because it's only about eight people at max. and you actually stand on your own individual sled. I mean, you can sit in front of someone, but typically you stand and do it yourself. And it's the first 2 minutes I did it the first time, I was terrified. But then once you, you know, start going, the dogs are just like ready to roll, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And once you start going, it's great. But you're right, Kevin, about the dogs are doing their business, because you have to really watch your team. And if one starts to do that, you've got to make sure you stop before you run over them and start a domino effect. So
exactly.
It's a little challenging, but it's so much fun.
It was fun when we went out to the dog, I guess they call it a pound, where they have their little houses. And when they see you coming, man, they jump out and get on top of their houses and start barking and howling. They want to go run.
They are so excited.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience.
It's almost like when she's hooking them up, it's almost like they're barking, saying, pick me, pick me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they all want to go.
Yeah.
They are so cute.
That's great.
We went twice dog sledding, once in the wintertime, and then another time in Svalbard where there was no snow on the ground at all. And that was in a four-wheel drive.
Well, a sled with wheels.
Yeah, a sledge, I believe they called that. So that was a lot of fun, too. There are different ways to be able to do that.
And a guide with a rifle in case we ran into a polar bear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that comes in handy in the polar bear country, definitely.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we weren't in polar bear country for this. So they would be sleeping anyway in the winter. So.
Did you see the Northern Lights while you were there? And isn't that an amazing experience?
It is an amazing experience. This year, we had very, very faint at the days we were there because we had snow. We had lots of snow coming down, lots of fresh powder. But last year I was there with a group and we just had the most magnificent show of the lights. I mean, even though the pinks and the purples were coming out. So it was just absolutely incredible. So I've had pretty good luck. Out of the three winter visits, I've had two Northern Lights, really good Northern Light visits. You never know what it's going to be because it's nature. But the snow this time was just fantastic. So even though we didn't get the lights, we had all that fresh, powdery snow everywhere. So that was nice, too.
Did you get to sleep in the ice hotel?
Well, so I really don't want to sleep on ice. I love to visit it.
So, I'm with you, girl.
I kind of like to have some warmth when I'm sleeping. So Johan, the proprietor, as I mentioned, he picked us up. I was with two ladies this time, Virginia, who's related to me, and Jacqueline. And we went, he took us to the ice hotel to tour it. And it's just incredible, as you know, if you've seen these, because each year the artists, you know, are brought in to create these fantastic rooms. And we, you know, toured that, walked through it, and examined everything, and took tons and tons of pictures. And then we went into, they have a second ice hotel. Sweden is the original ice hotel in the Lapland, the very first one ever built. And a few years ago, they added an ice hotel called 365, which is there year-round. With some engineering that I don't understand, they're able to keep the interior frozen.
We visited the same kind of thing, and although these ice hotel rooms had fireplaces in them and plenty of fur and so on, but my hesitation was, the restrooms, you had to get up and go outside and walk about 20 yards. And
you had to use the CPAP machine that you couldn't.
Well, you reach a certain age when you don't want to go outside at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's 20 below zero, okay? That's all I'm going to say to that as well.
Exactly, I totally understand what you're saying.
When we come back, let's talk about the warmer seasons of Lapland and what you did on one of your summer vacations. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, your ticket to the world of travel. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
Our guest is Terry Marshall Holder, and we will be right back.